Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we're joined by Tim Pichot, Delivery Advisor, a certified financial planner, and we are getting to the end point, my friends, as we see viral videos across the board of millennials especially crushed by inflation and bringing their issues to the forefront of TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and other places. People are struggling more than ever, and most of them don't understand why this is happening to them. I mean, we're talking about people that in, you know, 5 years ago were making huge money, and now that same amount of money isn't worth anything. It's called inflation. Wall Street Silver writes, "This is raw and real. It's the middle class that's getting hit hard." This lady makes $34 an hour and can't even survive in Canada. You know, this is an issue that I wonder all the time. I don't do very well, but I can't even imagine how some people live. Making minimum wage, it's just not possible. And people will say, well, then put the minimum wage up. That is not how you solve this problem. The problem is only going to get worse when you raise the wage, which is what we saw with the Fight for 15 campaign, which succeeded in many places, where they brought the wages up to $15 an hour, and then like 3 years later, they're like, I still can't afford anything. Bring it up to 25. Yeah, you can bring it up to $1,000 an hour. It will not change the issues of inflation. Natural News says more than 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck as rising inflation continues to squeeze their budgets. And this is an absolute devastating effect that we are only going to see get worse. But we're really seeing that edge of a cliff, and I've been talking about this for a long time. This is a post of mine from April 29th, 2012. Inflation, the easiest way for government to steal wealth. Here's another one from May 11th, 2012. Here's a simplified version of what inflation is. Read it, and then read it again. It says inflation. Remember when memes used to look like this? Popcorn and soda, $6. I only have $3, but everyone should have popcorn and soda. Ben Bernanke, who was then the head of the Fed, says, don't worry, I'll print you the $3. I'll print the $3 for you. The guy says, thanks, now I can get wait a second, popcorn and soda, $10. And Ben Bernanke smirks. Look, you know, I've been trying to warn about this forever. So has Tim. And, you know, we are dealing with a financial apocalypse here, Natural News, as financial terrorists economically rape Americans, panic, internet searches for live off grid skyrocket. But the problem is they're working hard to prop up the prices dramatically, especially due to shipping issues, supply chain issues in rural communities and force people into big cities. And it's no wonder when we see
It is funny that it says financial terrorists, because I would often refer to Ben Bernanke as Osama Ben Bernanke.
Yeah, totally. And though Osama bin Laden was Tim Osman and worked for the CIA, but I guess Ben Bernanke is working for the same intelligence agencies too. G7 versus BRICS by GDP. I mean, what we've seen over the past several years is absolutely devastating. It's no wonder not only are they printing all this currency, but they're also losing the dollar status as a world reserve currency. And we see 2017, 2018, 2019. And look, boom, BRICS surpasses in multiple countries up to now the GDP. And now we're looking at the forecast. And it goes without saying this will be the case for some time to come, leading up to that year 2030, which, of course, is that very important year where they're supposed to depopulate us and push us into complete servitude. You can do that if you take away people's financial stability, their financial sovereignty. So we're going to go into this and much more today, my friends. Before we do, I urge people to go and check out that bit.ly link for Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor. Of course, he is a certified financial planner. Go and get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review at that bit.ly link for the Liberty Advisor. You could also go to thelibertyadvisor.com. I urge people to go and check this out because, of course, if you are worried about where your money's going and your savings are going, well, you should be, and you need to do something about it sooner rather than later. We also have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. We have organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and get free shipping on much of these products. You're already saving money versus inflation. And again, it's only going to get worse. The food supply is only going to get worse. This is the time to actually reach out and do something about it so you don't succumb to the CBDCs, the Great Reset, and all that comes in the aftermath of this controlled disaster. Anyway, Tim, I wanted to get into this with you. We've talked about inflation many times. A lot of people don't understand what's going on with these millennials. They're on TikTok and they're on Instagram and they're freaking out. They're crying. They're saying, I'm working so hard. I can't pay for anything. I don't know what to do. I feel like this is the end because, you know, people, especially people who are just working day in, day out, two jobs, places in San Francisco, for example, for years, people have been living in their car on two jobs with kids and having to afford food. It's absolutely catastrophic what's happening. Can you break down a little bit what these millennials and Gen Z people are dealing with and why it's such a big deal?
Well, the big thing they're dealing with is, I guess I was going to say, not only is this a cost of living crisis, but it's also indoctrination or a miseducation crisis in the fact that they were never taught anything about money to begin with. And if they are taught something about money, it's going to be the indoctrinized, liberalized Karl Marxist view of money. It's going to be the Keynesian view of money. It's not going to be anything that's actually grounded in reality. So the main crux of the entire problem, if we can get a close-up on this, is we, if you take a look at this, this goes back to the Ron Paul Revolution days. Let me hold it the other way. This is actually from Ernest Hancock and Freedom's Phoenix. I just dug this out. But this is a pre-1964 coinage when back in America, pre-1964, this was actually 90% silver, whereas the money today is just a bunch of crap base metals in there. But right now, this, even though this is worth as legal tender 10 cents, the melt value on this is actually $1.68. So if we can go over to the computer screen over here, we can see that the 1946 and 1964 silver Roosevelt dime value, then this is if you were to actually melt it down, would be, it was $1.68 inside of here. I actually had it over here, $1.68. And then not making any recommendations of where to go to buy this, but if you were to try to buy this today, it's a little over $2 a coin. Now, you might ask yourself, well, what does that have anything to do with millennials and cost of living crisis? Well, the problem is everybody wants to get paid more money, but the problem is the actual money itself, that they've taken out the actual metals in the money, and so now the money isn't actually rooted in anything. So the problem is not that things costing more are a symptom of the fact that the money has been debased. And actually, there's only like a few things that they actually called for in the Constitution to that is treason. And one of them is debasing the currency, counterfeiting the currency. What do you think the Federal Reserve does? All they do all day, each day, every day is legally through the monopoly they have with Congress. They print all the money and they counterfeit the money. Now, nowadays, it's not actually printing the money, but it's digital. And what they want to do is take it one step further in their digital dictatorship, their digital prison that they're trying to build. And they want to have everything going through the Federal Reserve through a central bank digital currency. So this is all part of the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. Oh, here's the problem. We're going to make everybody poor. Well, wait for the reaction. Oh, here's all cue all the millennials on TikTok and Instagram who don't actually understand. While I do have sympathy and empathize with what they are going through, unfortunately, they are all trying to ask for and beg for the absolute wrong solution. That's why you have, people who, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, James Warburg, who said, we shall have one world government. It's only a matter of consent or conquest. And so what they want to do is, it's not necessarily, but about the world government, the first step is getting the currency. And so if you get the currency and then eventually they take all these different, national currencies and they introduce a supranational currency that sits above the rest, like they do it at the Bank of International Settlements layer. So you're going to have what is called the special drawing right, or maybe they might name it something else.
Right.
And then that is going to be comprised of the other currencies. And so while you might still be transacting, and not necessarily you, because hopefully our viewers and listeners have gotten ahead of this. And I know obviously, there's a little bit of having to have one foot in the matrix and one foot out of the matrix as you're trying to prepare yourself. But unfortunately, in order to interact with the CBDC, they're waiting to get this groundswell, so then that way people are saying, hey, we need to get this, we need money, we need help. And so the help is going to come in the form of universal basic income. It's going to come in the help of the central bank digital currency. But the only way to get that help is to make things bad enough. And so you've got all the things going on with all the debasement of money over the past, pretty much our entire lifetime that's going on. And then you have, all the pandemic aspects of what's going on. Or just imagine how bad it's going to be, which is, the real enchilada is not necessarily all the mask stuff and all the other crap and nonsense coming back. But it really is, I think, war with Russia. And so as we're doing everything we can, not we, but, as the government and the deep state is doing everything they can to foment this war that they've been trying to foment since 2013 by funding the Azov Battalion, what you're seeing now is, if you can start blaming this on, oh, hey, things are going great, greatest economy ever. But, you know, if it was for the Russians or for the Easter Bunny or for the Chinese. And so they want to have, you know, some sort of conflagration or war to then distract the people. So then that way the average person isn't, you know, educated enough to realize, you know, what the actual underlying causes of these problems are. And this was always going to be the case. So whoever is the world reserve currency is going to, at one point or another, when it's based off of debt. So right now we have a debt-based monetary system, which is the crux of the entire problem. So if you're a millennial out there, and I'm a millennial, unfortunately, I mean, I don't really like advertising that, but technically Josh and I are both millennials. I'm at the older end of that curve. But I guess I'm a millennial from New York who went to a liberal arts college, and somehow I'm able to get through all of that crap. But when you're in the matrix, you're able to see it a little bit better. And so the crux of the entire problem is, and this is something I've talked about a million times before, is let's say Josh and I are the only two people on the island, the only two people in the world, and he needs to borrow $100 from me. So I create the first and only $100 on the island and say, okay, 1 year loan, 3% interest. At the end of year one, okay, Josh, where's my $103? Well, you know, how does he pay me back $103 if all we created was $100? Well, then you have to borrow more money. So then me being the Federal Reserve in this example, I create another $100. And now, as you can start to see, from the beginning, it was mathematically impossible to ever pay this back. And there was an economist called Robert Triffin. It's called Triffin's Dilemma. And basically what it stated is that whoever is the world reserve currency would have to run enough deficits to provide liquidity, but eventually that liquidity at a long enough time horizon would basically be the metaphorical noose around that country's neck to stranglehold it and eventually kill that currency. And so this was always going to happen. It's not like, oh, Joe Biden's just an idiot and, you know, just an idiot. I mean, he's just a puppet anyways. A lot of you might like not want to hear this, but Trump was doing a lot of the same crap that Obama was doing in terms of printing money and trying to, you know, boost the stock market through artificial means and low interest rates. And, you know, this doesn't mean that I'm some libtard, but, you know, as someone that truly cares about the actual root causes of why millennials are not able to afford things. And more importantly, I don't want these idiot millennials to then start voting in more socialism and more communism when the richest people in the world, who are the ones that they supposedly hate, are the ones who are openly embracing communism and socialism. It was Wall Street that helped fund the Bolshevik Revolution. And at the end of the day, all these isms are just one or two people, or not one or two, it's just a few people at the top who are then controlling the masses. So I don't care if it's fascism or communism or, you know, anything except for individualism. This is the problem. The problem is the money. It's the bankers. It's the government. I mean, as usual, which is basically brought to you by the big corporations and the banksters.
Yeah, and if you guys have been watching the screen, also as Tim's giving you this lesson in all these very real and very important issues, you've probably seen all the CBDC articles that are coming up right now because they're going for broke right now. I mean, it's all happening now, and back in July. They came out with FedNow, which it was basically the intermediary.
Pun intended, going for broke as we're talking about the broke
money.
Yeah,
really. Yeah. So. And I mean, talk about control. They give you an issue where you can't, like, they enslave us with inflation for 100 years. And as that inflation builds up over time, eventually they know they're not stupid. They're evil. They're not stupid. They know that eventually this is all going to come crashing down. You know, all fiat currencies eventually revert to their true value of zero. They always have, they always will. And so they knew they had to plan something for the end of that line. And what else but a CBDC? In the long run, the idea is when everything collapses, they say, hey, look, we got a solution for you. It's this new currency, a CBDC. Now, it's not going to be officially the dollar for long anyway, because we see the move into BRICS, as I showed you guys earlier. The obvious, and this, by the way, this chart came out before this, this is from July 30th. This chart came out before we saw, confirmation that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Argentina were joining BRICS. This is huge. Easily, the G7 countries have been counted up by BRICS, and they want a cashless society based on gold, they say, but you never actually get to hold that gold. So it's not the same thing, my friends. And in the collapse of the dollar, we will see CBDCs pop up absolutely everywhere, and all these major banks are already preparing for it. Like this, PNB introduces CBDC UPI interoperability for seamless transactions. We have India going for it. We have European Central Bank blast PayPal and push for its own CBDC. And of course, PayPal is working through FedNow as well right now, which has a limit on sending money based on the social order. It just go and look up recent news stories on CBDCs. It's absolutely taking over right now. CBDCs will gradually displace private banks, says Russian lawmakers. Of course, we have the digital ruble will displace banks, Russian lawmaker predicts, CoinDesk. And then, of course, India Central Bank plans to widen use of digital currency. This is across the board happening right now, and it's already actually happening in a lot of ways with FedNow. So you're already dealing with that when you're sending money from multiple banks, from, of course, things like PayPal, Zelle, Cash App. And on top of that, the debanking is stepping up to a rate we've never seen before. And there are millions worldwide that have now been debanked by their banks for views, for criminal acts, which in many countries involves just doing things that the government doesn't like. And of course, it backfired big time in Nigeria, which, by the way, was one of the first to bring in the Vax Pass and force people into it and shut down people's bank accounts if they didn't get a vaccine. Nigeria is a major part of the World Economic Forum's push for this global CBDC system. And look no further than that, of course, when you have Klaus Schwab himself saying that China is a role model for the Great Reset. So they always had a plan for a reset. They knew that at the end of the line, when all the currencies, the major currencies based on the dollar, would start collapsing, toppling into their footprint, like Building 7, that eventually you'd see a replacement for this system that will be even more tyrannical, but people will see it as a good thing because they see it as a solution. It's a temporary solution to a long-term problem that's going to get much worse with this solution. So the Hegelian dialectic, again, problem, well, reaction, solution.
And I do think that they did, Josh, Nigeria gave a little window into what they plan on doing in the future. So almost nobody was using this, like 0.5% in Nigeria. And so what did they start doing? They started saying, okay, well, you're only allowed to take, forgot the exact amount, like $150 out of your bank account a week. And then if you own a business, you can take out like $220. I don't know the exact number, but it's right around there. And then, like,
and by the way, Nigeria is not a small country. It has 200 million people. So this isn't like some small potatoes country. People think of Nigeria as
it's almost America's size. Man.
Yeah, exactly. It's 2/3 of America's size.
Yeah, yeah. And they're reproducing a lot faster, so pretty soon they're going to be catching up. And so they give us a little window and say, okay, well, yeah, you can still use your money, but if you want to take it out of the ATM as physical cash, you can only take out such a small amount. And so they are then saying, okay, we're going to have like a 10% tax on any amount over that. It is right around there. I don't have the exact details pulled up. But the other thing that is pushing all these BRICS countries together is the U.S. treatment of Russia. And so any other country in the world that's not the United States would have to be crazy to marry themselves to the United States economically because, willy-nilly, what we're going to do is we're just going to go and kick Russia off the SWIFT system. Now they'll say, oh, well, it's Putin's, unprovoked aggression when, it was the U.S. State Department funding neo-Nazis in 2013 to help overthrow, all their democratically elected governments in Ukraine. But, we're not going to talk about any of that. And so with the U.S. kicking Russia off the SWIFT system, I think that this is going to be seen by historians. Now, it's always, the victors write the stories over here. But I think we're going to see this is a major turning point in world monetary history with the U.S. doing this. I mean, it was a complete, it seemed like it's the dumbest move they could have possibly done. And usually I do default the government doing the dumbest move they could possibly do. And so, in this case, maybe it's another way that they can blame Russia and like, Russia, they shouldn't have let us kick themselves off the SWIFT system, They should have played nice. And so, everything that the government is doing is just, trying to have all this come together as quickly as possible.
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole goal. And they need an excuse. They always need an excuse for their new orders. So, of course, this is a new world order. They're getting order out of chaos. And in order to do that, of course, you can't just like one day move into a new central bank digital currency, one day move into climate lockdowns, one day move into carbon credits, one day move into 15-minute cities. But with the right crisis, of course, they can. And people like back in 2019 would say, like, how will they ever have climate lockdowns? How could they ever push us into smart cities? It would take so much effort to do that, something insane. And then what happens? 2020 happens. And it gives the perfect grounds for technocracy and transhumanism and all this kind of stuff to attach to bank accounts. And now they're burning down forests, they're causing weather disasters across the board, and they're...
Were you telling me that Bill Gates is talking about cutting down trees to save the climate?
Yeah.
I didn't see this or read
it
yet,
I just did a video on it yesterday, Bill Gates to destroy all trees, where he is openly funding this thing called... Let me actually brush up on exactly what the name of this company is, because MIT's been talking about it, Forbes has been talking about it, but it's like Kokata Initiatives or something like that. It's a company that he's funding that I think people need to keep an eye on. So let me just pull it up here.
On top of his blocking out the sun, genetically modified mosquitoes, burn, he wants and genetically modified lettuce. And
he wants to raise 70 million acres
artificial
of Western.
Artificial egg companies. And now we're seeing
so
today
it's
that...
Called, yeah. It's called Kodama Systems. And that's what he's funding with $6.6 million, which plans to raise at least 70 million acres of Western forest to prevent so-called climate change, and at the same time FEMA's getting all this money for what they call the climate resilience. So this is very obviously what they're going for. And remember, Lahaina and places like Maui, they openly said months before the fires that they needed to completely redesign the city in order to make a new smart city 15-minute grid. So this has all been laid out before us.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you can't even make this stuff up. And then now we're seeing stories about like artificial wombs and how they're, you know, artificial eggs. I think they've already had artificial wombs. And now we're seeing how they're, you know, trying to block out the sun, which now like even like it's more like a common thing people know. I mean, you and I have been talking about this for years.
Yeah,
because Bill Gates has been talking about it for years. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist. All you have to do is like literally listen to what they're telling us. And usually, you know, most people wouldn't believe it, but then it's coming straight out of their mouths. And so...
Yeah. Alex Jones has put out a piece on the BBC confirming the humanoid entities were created. Scientists grow whole model of human embryo without sperm or egg. We are walking into the technocratic transhumanist future, my friends, and we need to resist at all costs, because if we do not, then we will succumb to this. And again, this isn't just about money. The inflation issue is what forces people into that like hole in the ground. It's a bottomless pit of debt, and the only way to get a ladder up is from the government and the banking system in their eyes. That's how they lay the trap for us. And so when we have this inflationary crisis, when we have the move into a new currency, when we have a housing crisis, so you will own nothing and you will be happy, when we have the destruction of the food supply, when we have the destruction of the energy grid, when we have World War III, when we have trans kids, when we have fake embryos that are made in labs, when we have all this happening at the exact same time, what do you think is going to happen? Well, it just happens they have all the solutions already in front of us. So there you go. Of course, I can't forget the eugenics experiments and the push for masks and all that kind of stuff. So we're living in this very evil time, but it also gives us an opportunity to make something of it and to build on top of it. While they build that Tower of Babel and it all comes crashing down, all those roads lead to Rome. We build a gravel path off of that main road. And look, of course, that gravel path is going to be more bumpy. It's not going to be as convenient. It won't be as fast. However, it will be useful when that Tower of Babel comes crashing down. We will have something already built up. We will have something ready for what comes next. That involves having chickens or, having at least a bunch of water stored, having a roof over your house or your head, property, food, of course, things that are necessary, power, just resilience versus this system. And of course, when it comes to money, you need to not be having everything in the bank so you could be debanked and forced into CBDCs later. You can't have all your money in the dollar because, of course, the dollar is not going to last very long, which is evident. And you cannot have all your eggs in one basket. Tim, as we close this off, why is it so important that people, you know, go and find alternative routes around the dollar and this obvious tyrannical system, this technocratic system? And how can you help with that as well?
Well, everything the deep state has been setting up to target terrorists and to target all the bad guys was not really ever designed to, you know, target some guy over in the Middle East. It was designed to go after you. And so if they can go after Russia and Vladimir Putin and go after Canadian truckers, the next logical step is they're eventually going to go after you. They're going to try to force social behavior. We heard that from Larry Fink of BlackRock saying we're going to force compliance or force social behavior. And so they've got all the money. And so in this world, what you need to prepare for is a world where, oh, what if you can't access your bank account? What if one bank shuts you down? You need to have multiple bank accounts. You need to have an understanding of how cryptocurrency works. You need to have actually had cryptocurrency on a hardware wallet. If you don't know what any of these terms mean, Josh and I actually are talking about putting together a webinar. We don't have the dates or anything like that right now on actual actionable items and solutions you can do to get yourselves ahead of this. And actually, it's funny because I started laughing because you said all eggs in one basket, because I was just thinking that, and then you said the exact same thing. Because there is no one silver bullet. There is no one solution. Like, yeah, they could take out the internet and then the Bitcoin wouldn't be as good. And yeah, there are ways you can still trade it. So that's why you can have things like we have in our hot little hand here. Not selling this, just happen to have this as silver dimes. So having, you know, in this case, pre-1964 coinage or pre-1965, so 1964 and below, you could have things, you know, that you can barter with. I mean, Josh Josh has talked about, you know, the importance of having chickens, having your own resilient food supply, gardening, doing all these things to create parallel economies, because eventually you're not even, I don't care how rich you are. I mean, maybe if you're, you know, tens of millions, you can be able to get this stuff at any price, but at a certain point, you're not going to be able to get anything for any price. I mean, just imagine if they start having nukes going off because of everything going on in Russia or, you know, Taiwan. China and Taiwan start going at it, and we start siding with Taiwan, and all of a sudden maybe there's some sort of trade embargo of goods coming in, and it's not even going to matter. You're not going to be able to get the goods, period. And so you have to take yourself from the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs and start working up and be as resilient as possible, and a lot of that has to do with protecting your money. This whole entire report basically has been on how millennials are basically having a tough time affording things. And really, their only way out is to either get themselves in a job where they're working smarter, not harder, and able to increase, outpace inflation, and then luckily, hopefully be in a spot where they're resilient to this, and maybe they can create their own job, be an independent contractor, not have to have their money automatically siphoned out of taxes, and be a little bit ahead of things. So you either need to do that. And I think it's, a good idea. I mean, it's always a good idea to have, arm yourself with more knowledge, put yourself, working smarter and not harder. Or, and I would say because you should be doing both, but you then need to be able to have different investments to, withstand this. And it's going to be different if you're, 25 versus 65. It's going to be different if you have $1,000 versus 10 million. It's going to be different if you got into Bitcoin early or just getting into Bitcoin now. And, it's also going to matter if you, are big into crypto or you hate it or you're big into silver. You know, there's lots of different what ifs, and we can custom tailor our plans to help get you through all this and help hold your hand to get you to the next point. And then, you might have one foot in the system. You might be part of the way in the matrix because you have an old 401k or an old IRA and you're supporting companies like, the BlackRock and Vanguards of the world. But then, you want to have one foot out of the system. So how do you do that? Like, or how do you get actual gold and silver in your IRA? Or how do you get actual Bitcoin into your IRA? Well, these are things that we help pioneer. I also help pioneer strategies for people who got into crypto early, how they can basically diversify out a little bit to, if they, let's say you put in $1,000 and I got 10 million, how do you take out a million without getting killed on taxes? And so it's going to matter where you are in this whole entire spectrum. And so you can, go to the link that Josh is going to have below to set up a time to talk with myself or one of the guys on my team to help get ahead of the Great Reset, because it's coming now. My thesis is 2013 is that they're going to use a war between Russia and China and the United States, obviously, to then use that as the excuse for why the dollar goes down. And so while all this stuff might not necessarily happen tomorrow, the best time to be prepared for this was definitely yesterday or a year ago or a couple years ago, because we're getting very, very long in the tooth. It could be any day now. I'm not trying to go out there and fear monger. I'm not trying to have this low vibration resonance, because I'm not living in fear right now, and neither should you. But if you haven't done anything, well then, how can you not live in fear if you've sat through these videos of this long and haven't done anything?
Exactly. Yeah. So I urge people, there is that bit.ly link in the description, by the way, if you want to get that free initial consultation, that free portfolio review. But there's so many solutions out there, and people just want to complain all the time. And that's one of the things that we try to bring the bad things to light so that we know about them, so we can make positives of those negatives. And there's so many ways that we could create a bright, beautiful new civilization into the future if we listen to the problems today and focus on them and not try to avoid them and go, oh, well, that's negative, I don't want to hear about the negative. No, the negative actually brings you to a point where you can make positives of these situations. If you, I've said this multiple times before, but say you're a tribes person, like 1,000 years ago, you're in the jungle, there's a lion tracking the tribe. You see the lion, you go up to everyone and go, hey, there's a lion coming, guys, we have to do something about this. And the tribe's like, oh, you're being negative, I don't want to hear about this. Well, okay, you just don't hear about it until it eats you in your sleep and you've done nothing in order to prepare yourself. Or the tribe could get together, strategize, and find ways to stop the lion from killing you. I mean, it goes without saying.
Or today you're like, Bill Gates coming, he's going to come, he's tearing down the entire effing forest.
Yeah, he's burying trees to solve climate change. This guy's obviously fucking crazy. But again, all this kind of stuff, we have solutions in front of us, and it's all about what you as an individual do, because humanity is based in freedom, individualism, responsibility. Those are the building blocks of humanity itself, and what they are trying to do is take away our humanity. And one of the ways they do that is with inflation. One of the ways they do that is with the demoralization of the public. There's so many ways they do that, and that's why we need to be completely ready for this. Again, one of the main forms of currency is food. I urge people to check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. Again, you can pay with Afterpay, by the way, and pay later on if you want. Just so if you're worried, this is an investment. So there is, of course, non-GMO storable food. There's organic kits. There's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of this. Again, you're already beating inflation today. Imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow if you keep waiting to do this. Of course, you know, all these things can help save your life, save your family's life. And the longer you wait, the worse it's going to be, the more expensive it's going to be. And then,
if you can even get it.
If you can even get it, because, I mean, honestly, the clock is ticking, and they're obviously doing all these things right now for a reason. So get prepared today. We also have, again, that's code WAM, W-A-M. We also have Lion Energy for a bunch of very important things in the face of the control collapse of the grid. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there through our link. And, of course, finally, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there while you still can. We're getting a lot of amazing testimonies from people over that. Finally, we have a GoGetFunding.com campaign if you want to help support us. I have legal fees I have to deal with. I have medical costs I have to deal with. I have a debt of over $10,000 for my documentary on 15 Minute Cities that I did. Thank you to those who've raised $5,289 thus far over the last 4 or 5 months. You guys are absolutely amazing. The heartbeat of independent media is with you, because we aren't funded by giant pharma corporations. We are funded by the audience and the people that appreciate the efforts that we go to bring you guys this information and documentaries and interviews, etc. So anyway, check those links below. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, including privacy coins, which obviously are extremely important in this day and age versus what we're dealing with. We have a Teespring link for merchandise, and of course we're on Telegram, World Alternative Media. Tim is on Telegram at the Liberty Advisor official chat. Remember, that's advisor with an O-R at the end if you guys are worried about, because there's two spellings for it. Confuses people sometimes. Of course, you can find him at thelibertyadvisorshow.com as well. We are on Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media. Definitely follow us on Twitter. I know it's old school, you know, censorship platform, all that kind of stuff. But we're trying to reach new people on there for the time being so that we can wake up new people. That's World Alt Media. We're posting natively there as well. We're on all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify. And of course, as always, something that helps us very, very much is just hitting that like button, sharing on social media, hitting the notification bell, which is a big one, so we actually reach you even on some of the so-called censorship-free platforms that say they're not censoring you, but they are. You need to get the actual notifications, and of course, subscribe if you haven't.
And I'm laughing as we're coming up to like 33 minutes again.
Yeah, I know, I know. Okay. I appreciate everyone watching. Live by example, live freely always, and I appreciate you guys actually, you know, seeing all these things that are hitting us. How we can fix these problems. We will win. God wins always. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson and Tim Pachote signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.